using heroin for 11 years. I've been strung out though for 7. I just didn't know the graphs that I had. I didn't realize how addicting it was and how much it destroyed your life. It's nothing like any other drug I've ever done.
I tried it for the first time when I was 18. I snorted it. Then I didn't do it again for 2 years later. And when I did it the next time, 2 years later, I snorted it for about 2 weeks. And I started shooting it. Doing it ever since.
Started off as like a weekend thing. We were, you know, weekend warriors. We come over to the city, New Jersey, have a good Friday night. Next thing you know, it's a way of life.
From Jersey, I come from a family of recovering alcoholics and addicts. My mom's an ex-heroin addict. God bless, she has 13 years clean sober. But as of right now, my family's good. Unconditional love for me, and I just keep on fucking them. In my fucked up ways.
I'm a homeless kid. I live here in Union Square. I'm a homeless junkie. Originally from California. Moved out when I was 9. Started moving to a lot of different places. Lived in Boston for a while. Lived in Mexico. Many places, actually.
You know, it's tough. It's not an easy life. It just... But I feel safer out here in a weird way than being home.
We don't really have anything. But any time that we do, we share everything that we have, you know.
Last
money,
week.
Food, you know, cigarettes, I share everything with the guys that we live with in the park.
There's the man that has the keys. There's the man who manages the spots. And then there's the people who pitch.
I've been out here probably longer than 99% of the people out here because it has been my home for a while and I've known this spot for a while. I try and keep it as real with people as possible. There are definitely a lot of scumbags.
A year and a half ago, we were actually, I don't know if it's functioning addict, it's really truth in it, but we had an apartment, we both had jobs, we had a car, we were, you know, getting through day to day with our habit. Then pretty much I just fucked that all up. I totaled our car. Without a car, we couldn't work. Without work, we couldn't pay the rent. Without paying the rent, you know, obviously that comes out. It's just been a snowball of bad events since then. Pretty much all this we do.
And if you told me this 2 years ago, 5 years ago, I never would have pictured this happening to me. And it has. And I hate it. I really, truly hate it.
How long have you been out here?
I don't know, since I was 16. I'm 23 now. In and out of prison, on and off the streets. Get out of psychiatric hospitals, rehabs. All due to heroin.
6 years on and off. The only time I stopped is when I was incarcerated. As soon as I get back out, I start right back up. It's my only clean time. Being incarcerated.
I guess the best thing I like about heroin is it really numbs you out. You don't really think. Or you think, but you don't really feel how much pain you really have. And that, you know, that you're homeless and you're really going nowhere in life. And when it wears off and you start getting sick is when all that emotion comes back. But the minute you shoot up, it goes away.
What is it about heroin that's so fucking beautiful?
Nothing feels better. Really. I'm pretty fucked up.
I mean, it's like a medicine. Yeah, keeps me good. Keeps my head straight. You know, makes me feel good. Because otherwise, feel like shit.
I used to cop my dope up in Bushwick in Brooklyn. And up in the ghetto, you know, they like hooking up their cars and shit or getting stuff like that. So I'd get like the car strips of lights, you know, whatever they needed. And I'd sell it half price or cop it for, you know, drugs in return. You know, if I needed a bundle, I'd get them, you know, whether it was a brand new Discman or something.
You know, you gotta be on it 24/7. When you gotta rob and steal, you rob and steal. You do things for it that you would never otherwise do. No, I've never been a thief, I've never been a liar, I've never stolen from the people that I love, and you know, now I do, and that's why I don't have any of them in my life anymore.
I mean, when you sit out here, how long do you usually sit out here for?
On and off all day. I come out, you know, make 20 bucks, go do my thing, make another 20 bucks, do my thing. And I'll do that at least 4 times a day.
How many bags a day are you doing?
That's probably now two to three.
You working?
I was. I just recently lost my job due to my use.
I used to do 3 bundles a day. That's when I worked for a coke dealer. Money was free-flowing then. Now that I'm homeless, I do about 5, 6. On a good day.
How much money do you spend on heroin per day?
Most of a good day? Roughly between 6 and 8 bags. If I had more money, I'd do more. I need to do at least 5 to stay not sick. As long as I do like 1.5 in the morning when I wake up, that gets me through the afternoon. I do another 1.5 in the afternoon. That's just minimal. I do more than that. Like, you know, I usually do 2.5 bag shots. 4 times a day.
How much does that cost?
$10 a bag. So every time I get off, it's close to me $23. And then there's 2 of us. We're trying to support 2 habits. So, you know, we're in a little bit different situation than other people, right? You know, we make the money. We don't ever go and cop just for one of us. We go and get both our supply. So like, I know I'm just going in 2 bags. I have to make sure we have $40 so I can go get us both, you know, when I wake up in the morning.
I started out as a runner, making, you know, small amounts of money. Maybe 20-30% off, you know, off of what I sold. You know, like bundles.
Yeah, I try and stay very organized. All my stuff in my bags is, you know, I keep like all my little med kit, you know, in one shopping bag, CDs in another shopping bag, dirty laundry in another bag, you know, it's all very organized. Extra syringes I keep in my bag, but this is a handy little thing, and I actually just showed it to a few other of my dope buddies, and we've all started lifting them, so, but... You know, inside, keep, you know, my tie, my cotton swabs are there. You know, alcohol pads, the cooker, you know, that's where you do all your work in. change, I think, is excellent. I think it's made a lot less people have to worry about getting AIDS or hepatitis C. Now they also do a lot more than just give syringes. They educate you if you need to get into a detox, they'll get you into a detox. Now they also offer, you know, clothes and at times food. They'll probably help you more than a shelter could help you. And then they also made it to where we can go and buy them at pharmacies, which is excellent too. So more or less 24/7, if you need a clean syringe, you can get one.
Now that you have the exchange moving farther downtown, you know, a lot of people are kind of going to the exchange less. Not every pharmacy does it. They don't have to do it. They can, but they don't have to. You know, so some of them don't. Some of them overcharge. You know, like down there, I get them at the one on 8th and Broadway. I get them for 50 cents. Here, they're a dollar. It's the same store. You know, some places you can only get a 10-pack. Some places they charge $10 for a 10-pack, you know. And other places it's $2.99 for a 10-pack. So, you know, they even try to milk the junkies for money, you know. Thank you, man. Have a good night.
There you go. Monoject. I've never seen this brand. I don't know. I usually use Terumos. They're like the standard. Yeah, there we go. See, half cc, these are units, and 100 units is a cc, so a half cc is 50 units.
Just yesterday, or 2 days ago, whatever, some lady walked by. I was on 16th and 5th, from Anthropologie, and the average people shop next door. This lady walked by, she gave me a dollar, and she started to leave. She comes back, and she's, you know, asked me what I was doing out here, how long I've been out here. She says, you know, believe it or not, she says, when I first moved to New York, she was, I was homeless. She was, I was only on the streets for 2 nights, and then God saved me. She said, but I know what it's like, you know, I feel for you. And she goes, let me see how much I have.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
enjoy.
You so
thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. See what I mean? So she's like, let me see how much I have. And she goes in her wallet. I see she has 320s. She had her hand on one of the 20s. So I'm thinking, cool, I'm going to get a 20. She gives me all three of them. She's like, here you go. $60. I was like, get out of here. She's like, believe me, I could afford to do it.
Progression of addiction, you know. Because it's cool.
It's funny, I started shooting to save money. We were at the point, we had to sniff 8-9 bags each to feel it. So I figured we'll shoot one or two, and we'll be good. And that lasted all over about, what, a week?
the advice that we got was, don't shoot it 2 days in a row. So I shot it. We shot it the first day, and then we shot it the next 6 days.
talk a little bit about your family?
I have three other brothers. One's dead. He died from a heroin overdose about 4 years ago. I have another brother who's strung out in the streets also. He's my twin, and he also sells heroin. And then I have another brother named Anthony. He's older. He's 29, and he doesn't do nothing. Doesn't party, doesn't drink, works hard, has his own place, has a wife and a son. And I also have my father, who's about 55. His name's Patrick. And he hasn't talked to me in 4 years because of my drug use.
I can't get over on my parents anymore. You know, first when you start, you're lucky. Your parents, most parents don't know about dope. It doesn't smell. Unless you tell your parents the signs for doing dope, you know, the scratching, the pins, the eyes and stuff, parents aren't going to catch on. And luckily, I don't nod. You know, you see your quintessential junkie sitting somewhere with his mouth open drooling. I don't do that. So I can really pass and get away with looking totally straight. But my parents know.
My mother wasn't, before my parents were heroin addicts. And I got taken away from my mother when I was 6 years old. And I lived with my aunt for the next couple of, you know, next 10 years. My mom passed away when I was 15, for the AIDS. And my father died 3 years later, also from AIDS related. He actually had meningitis, but because he was HIV, his body wasn't able to fight it. And I always swore, like, growing up, that I was never going to do heroin because I knew what it did. I saw firsthand how it pretty much ruined my life before I was even born. But this curiosity got the better of me. And even when I first tried it, it was still, like, you know, I'm going to try it and see what it is. But I'll never allow myself to become addicted. There's no way I'll become addicted. And it just smacked me in the ass before I had a chance to even realize what was going on.
I have three boys, 6, 5, and 4. I haven't seen them or talked to them in 7 months. My wife left me about 2.5 years ago because of my heroin use, obviously.
Are you divorced or are you just separated?
Just separated. Waiting for a divorce. She could have got a divorce, I just don't know it. Fondest memory of my children. You know, I just remember playing with them, loved being with them. I loved watching them be born. That was a feeling like no other. Oh, it's amazing how you just instantly love them. And they're great boys. I hope someday I can get my life together where I can be in their life.
In the picture.
She's 5. She's her dance recital in June. She's such like a little girl. Like, you know, she was into pink and flowers. And she's like a girly girl. A little pussy. She had a little white cat, Snowball. We got her for her birthday, her fourth birthday. My sister told me that she asked questions like, you know, where's mommy? Is mommy still alive? I can't see mommy anymore. Is mommy still alive? And like, she knows that my mother and my father died when I was younger. So she is aware of death and the concept that people, you know, can leave forever. And I think that's screwing her up in the head more, knowing the reality of death and knowing that, you know, with her not staying up next to, you know, we're coming here Friday and Saturday nights, and then we're bringing a bag home with us for Sunday, and then we're bringing two bags home, one for Sunday and one for Monday, and then we're coming back over here on Tuesday afternoon and get coffee, you know. And I was still, like, being a mom, though. Like, it really wasn't affecting my mother. I was still doing all things, you know. I was bringing her to school. She was in preschool. She was in dance in school. I was working, and it just like progressively got worse, you know. And next thing you know, like, I can't get up in the morning until I have my bag. And she's, you know, mommy, why are you sick? Mommy, why are you sick? And I would be like, you know, why don't you come lie down with me? We'll watch TV together. I don't want to lie down. I want to get up. And, like, I'd have to wait for Mike to get back with the bag before I could do anything. And then we realized, well, let's get enough so that we have it. It would last us, you know, like, I'd wake up in the morning, I'd be able to go to the bathroom and get off, and I'd be okay. They would really constantly ask me, you know, like, tell me, oh, Sierra, what's going on, you're not coming to visit her. I'm like, I'm coming, you're not letting me see her. And it just, like, gradually, like, started getting less and less and less that I was seeing her. And then in February, I was in rehab. I got arrested. I had charges. And I got put into a program. And I think they let her come see me in the rehab. And he told me, if you stay here, fine, you're allowed to see her. If you bounce, you're not allowed to see her anymore. And I ended up leaving the program. And I haven't seen her since.
You go out and get a job.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. arrested for, I was drunk at the Starbucks and the guy wouldn't let me use the bathroom. So I got pissed off and I went to kick the door open and I didn't realize how hard I kicked the door. But the whole door shattered. And as soon as I got outside, there was two cops right there. They just like, get against the wall, dick. I was like, oh no, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
Did you have anything on you?
Actually, I did. I had a bag of heroin in my pocket. And they asked me if I had anything. I said, no, I don't. I have nothing on me. So they started searching my pockets, kept pulling shit out. Next thing you know, I noticed a bag of dope on the ground. It fell on the ground. So I put my foot over it. So he's like, look, do you have anything in your shoe? I'm like, no. He's like, if we get down to the station, there's anything in your shoe, we find any drugs on you, you know, you're going to get an ass beat. And I said, no, I don't have anything on me. And then he just started walking me away, and the bag of dope just lied down on the ground. So I got away with that. Got lucky there.
Ooh, the morning shot. This is definitely the best shot of the day.
How many bags a day?
Right now, I'm up to about eight. And at one point, a few years ago, before I went to Rikers Island, I got sent upstate for selling dope. I was up to about two and a half bundles a day, which is 20 to 25 bags. Sick as hell, kicking in the bullpens. Felt like I was gonna die. That sucked.
How do you feel about some of it to people that, you know, if you see that they have a 10 bag day habit or anything like that? I mean, does that affect you at all? Do you ever think about that?
No. I don't, cause that's, you know, they got into it. They knew, you know, they know what it does. They know what it's about, you know, and they could say no anytime, you know. I have no regrets, no remorse, none at all.
How many bags do you eat?
Don't even ask. Don't even fucking ask. Way over my limit. Like fucking six. It ain't even fucking 12 o'clock yet.
How'd you make your money?
I got my ways. I'd rather not tell on myself.
If it's a bad day, if it's raining out and I can't make any money, there's alternatives. One of them is a guy named Rick, whose nickname, Suck Your Dick Rick. And he likes guys 18 to 25. He likes them straight. And he blows you, and it's $40 for the first shot and $20 each additional time. And you go up to his house, gives you a beer, gives you a soda. Very nice guy, about 40. Watch some TV. And I gotta tell you, you know, it's... jerking off is more erotic than what you do with him. It's very mechanical. You just lie that you're a body attached to a dick, and that's all he's interested in. And you just lie down, and he blows you. He gives you a Viagra too, and then you're done. There's the money sitting right there, and then he goes goodbye, lets you leave. You can also make money if you know somebody, find somebody in that age range, pimp them basically. He'll give you $40 for that. So a lot of people around here do that. See Rick.
I come here sometimes because I can stay in here for a while before we start pitching them off. And I come here to shout safe. You can't come here after 11. If you come here after 11, the sign says ask for the key, but the electricity is all on one circuit. So they'll go, yeah, use the bathroom. Like, it's dark up there. And then you can't do anything. This is a good bathroom. Bathrooms in the city are hard to find that are good. For the most part, I'm lucky. I can go into most places. A lot of people are fucked. They can't go in. They look too obvious. Last night with Cheyenne, they made this whole big... they just looked obvious. They were in Starbucks and the manager, whatever, one of the coffee ladies, she just came up and she's like... she knew something was up, and I said, get out of this restaurant now. It doesn't look good. Me, they just think I'm a nice boy, and I'm coming here to pay. If they only knew. This is what an abscess looks like. This is healing. And this is why, when you do dope, you gotta be careful. God, I'm wearing 6 shirts. This lovely thing, and it looks much better now than it did. That's an abscess, and the fluid builds up in there. It was that big. But that's what happens if you fuck up. A quick lesson on how to do drugs: you can IV or you can skin pop. IV fucks up your veins and all that stuff, but it's stronger. Skin popping, you basically are injecting it to a muscle like your doctor does when you go for a shot. What I do is I rotate. I can get off on skin popping, I'm lucky. I've seen people whose arms are messes, and I don't want that to happen. My arms, as you can see, pretty well. I did have an abscess there, but my veins are nice, and I don't want anybody to, I don't want to look like those people, so if I ever decide to wear a short sleeve in the summer, I can. The best place if you skin pop is your ass, or, doctors know this, do it right here, and this, and, oops, what you do is you just go like that. This is a dull needle, so it hurts just a bit. And then it's in the muscle, it doesn't hurt, and you just go, boom, and that's all you do. And, usually before I go to bed, I'll do an IV shot. That helps knock me out and gets me to sleep. And more than not, I pass out. This will just get me going through the rest of the fun-filled day, which now consists of going to Panhandle to try and get enough money, and then going on a date. So I'm going to do this for an hour now, feeling much better. And that's about the whole ball of wax. So let's get out of here before anybody knocks.
About some ways they get money and shit like that.
I don't really get into it. All I care about really is getting my money. It's not my problem how they get money.
I'm gonna sell books and CDs that I just hit from a house, so go straight.
What you got?
William Blake books, art books, a bunch of shitload of CDs, about $250 worth of shit. Giving me about $2,000 in 2 weeks.
last night they told me they couldn't give me any more money, so I left them a letter, and I didn't take everything. I left tons of stuff there because I do have a conscience, you know, and I do care for them, so I left them a letter telling them I was taking this stuff. You know, I hope they don't call the cops, but you never know. As usual, I'm always on the go, right? I can't take my time. I always got a rush, like I've never been high before. Like that extra 10 minutes is going to kill me, right? Even when I sell it in the store, they can't move fast enough. I don't know why, but they can't. I should buy 5 so that can get me through the day. And if I buy 10, I'm going to wind up doing 10. The last time I had $300, I shot it up for 5 hours. I don't want to do that this time because I'm back out in the street. You know what I mean? So, as usual, we can't get a fucking cab in New York City. 20, 40, 60, 70, 90. I still got 140 left. I got $3 to sell. This is going to be another nice little chunk of change. I might hold off on them till tomorrow in case I decide to go buck wild tonight and spend all my money. I got something for the morning. I really do care for the people a lot. I actually have a lot of feelings for them. They're really good to me. They started to catch on. They know something's wrong because $2,000 in 2 weeks is a lot of money. So they know something's wrong. You know, last night they told me that all their money's gone, that they can't give me no more money because they just have enough to pay rent and stuff now. So I took some things from them. I could have took a hell of a lot more, but that's just justifying it to make myself feel better. What I did was wrong, and I know it was wrong. You know, and I could go to jail for it. You know, there's a possibility. There's no way to say if I'm gonna get caught or not. One day at a time, you know, I keep on telling myself I gotta get in a detox, I gotta get into a program, but if I don't, it's gonna be too late. I'm either gonna be dead, or I'm gonna be in prison. It's gonna be one or the other. You don't win. You don't win on the path that I'm going. Keep on doing people wrong, eventually wrong gets done to you.
does. Take it easy.
Well, I didn't know. I thought the case was that you were like, I'll take you if you get me a bag.
We were making $10, and then that other $10 she was going to give us so that we each could get one.
Well, I don't know why she, I mean, she knew.
She knew I didn't have enough
to get one. I told her I'd be here. And when she says to me, look, you know, fucking, I didn't think you were coming, and, you know, I really don't want them to buy a bank, and, you know, what am I supposed to say? Sorry, I can't take you now?
No, so this guy's from my
I mean, is that my fault?
There was two of us, so we needed more than one bag, you know? So she offered us one bag, and she, I told her, I'm like, it's not going to be for a while, because we got to make enough money to get another bag. And she knew it was going to be, like, at least an hour before we even did it, so she could have said, well, let me wait for James in the meantime, you know?
I also had promised her earlier in the day that I would take her.
That's not my problem. She's
not mine either.
With somebody else while she's waiting for you.
So why are you mad at me for something she did?
No, because you should have said. No,
I told her earlier I was going to take her. I made a deal with her earlier. I already told her I was going to take her. If you had told one of your friends earlier in the day that you were going to take him, then you came in. I'm like, are you going to say, no, I can't take you now? Did you just ask somebody else?
Well, she said, okay,
I'm going to
do it for a half
hour. That's
her. But he's the one that took her after she already made a deal. She knew that she had made a deal.
I mean, I've been getting my cheddar though. Got me a new gig. Still books. Taking them to this. Turn them in. Some shit.
Now, how much money are you making with the books? How much?
$120. $80. We were over at the fence this morning. We lost it. Fucking security guards woke us up like 5 o'clock in the morning, man. Just kicking the cardboard and slipped and kicked this kid. Kid lost it, man. They're just pissed off because they're fucking 50 years old and they're fucking security guards, man. So take that shit out on us, man. I fucking lost it. I'm glad I was gonna fucking rip one of them old fuckers' heads off, but came to my senses and left.
So what are you gonna do when you wake up today? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get me a bag. I got my wake up. Shoot me a bag.
You see my new house yet?
No, let me see.
It's not a house, but. What happened to your eye?
Nothing.
Wow. He put the patch on his eye so he could fucking hustle him for money.
Oh, that is awesome.
And he gave you $300.
It's gone now.
Every time you got all this money, you were looking for me.
You can ask anybody in the fucking park if I was looking for you.
Who?
Whoever was there, I said, find James, looking all over for you.
You two are neighbors.
More or less, yeah. Lived 5-10 miles away from each other, yeah.
I knew him, he just didn't know me. I seen him around. And hung out with the same people. This, it seems like it's dead today and nobody's responding today. Damn, it's still a little early though. I usually do better at nighttime. I'm good in the daytime.
I like to deal with mostly the white customers. Only for the fact that they, you know, usually have more money, and they always come with correct money.
Tell me about your new tattoos.
Not much to say. I'm starting a wrap sleeve. Of this a sleeve work all through whatever I have, also my other shit. Yeah, you see the eight ball on the back?
Yeah. That is good. That's fine.
That's represents good. Me, and that's my father who passed away. He's the bigger star.
Where you been staying?
I've been sleeping on a couch for like a straight week. And my friends, two girls and a gay guy. Cool people, but I don't know. I've just been tripping nuts on like 18 hits of acid for like four nights in a row. So they kind of sketching me now, you know. So I just didn't go there last night. I stayed with some other friends at their dorm at NYU. Right now, I'm actually supposed to go this afternoon and hopefully find my apartment. So I'm just waiting for my friend to get off of work.
I'm so tired of this. I really am. I was worried about Mike, like, you know, because I make more money than he does. I was worried leaving him out here if he'd be able to survive, but I think he's a big boy. Now that he got his guitar back, he's making money again, I think he'll be all right. I'm just worried, though, that he's not going to get clean while I'm gone. Like, that's the goal. Like, while I'm away in rehab, he's going to have to get himself clean if, you know, we want to stay together. Because after I get out of rehab, the goal is to get my daughter back. And I know there's no way in hell that I'll be able to get her back.
We're going to Valley, bro.
If he's still using. He's going to have to be clean for a substantial period of time before I can get her back. And that worries me.
Well, you know, if there was a decision between your daughter and Mike, I mean, what would you do?
I mean, I want to save my daughter. Obviously, I want to save my daughter. But more or less, that's basically what it has come down to over the past year. And even though my mind's saying one thing, my actions are saying the other. Like, that's what it. That's basically what it was back when she was first taken from me. You know, I had to choose either her or him. And if I had just gone to like a 30-day place right then when they took her from me, got clean, it would have never gotten this bad, and I would have her back by now. But I didn't want to go into a 30-day place. To me, that seemed too long. And now, because I didn't do it then, now I have to do 12 months, which seems like forever.
What do you expect to happen?
I expect them to say that there's no beds, come back tomorrow, but I'm going to be persistent. You know, I got to get into a place tonight, you know, because I don't want to fucking run around.
How many days do you stay when you...
I believe anywhere from six to eight days. You know, that's what it usually takes, but especially when you're fucking mainlining heroin. You know, it's not like alcoholics, they're out within 3 to 4 days. Yes, how you doing? I'm calling about, I need detox. Heroin. Medicaid. No, I haven't. First I went to your emergency room, then they said they had nothing to do with you, and I went out to the front lobby desk, and I said I can't use the answer machine because I'm homeless and I don't have a phone number for y'all to call back. All right. What's that, the case number? Medicaid, temporary Medicaid authorization. It's a form. And this crazy motherfucker was doing it at night. Shooting crack. Taking a lemon, and melting the crack down and shooting it in his veins.
What's the procedure now? What are you gonna do?
I believe they're gonna bring me upstairs, you know, search me, you know, take blood and urine, whatever. See what the deal is.
And when's this all over?
I don't know, probably six, seven days, but then I'm gonna go into a rehab, hopefully. You know, use my Medicaid wisely.
Thank you. I will just bring her until such and such wasn't gonna leave tomorrow.
So what happened over there?
I don't know. What time is it? It's 4:15. It's fucking people. They want to see you fucking sick, man. I can't fucking understand that. How I gotta stay another fucking night out here? Who knows if I'm gonna go to fucking jail tonight? Cause I don't wanna feel fucking sick, man. Why the fuck you think I went to detox, you motherfuckers? I don't know what to do, bro. I don't wanna spend another fucking night out here, man. It's fucking hell, bro. It's fucking police. Fucking are trying to lock everybody up, man. Fucking starving. I don't know. I don't even know what to say, bro. And I'm starting to feel sick. Fucking legs, my back's hurting. These motherfuckers, man. Fucking no good, man.
You can make a difference in the life of somebody who has nothing. Anything you contribute goes to provide hot food for those people who are hungry, who are homeless. Because nobody deserves to be homeless, nobody deserves to be hungry. You can help make a difference. Anything you can spare can help us provide hot food for those people who have nothing. Thank you, and have a good holiday. United Homeless Organization. Set up by homeless people to help provide hot meals for those people who don't have anything. How it works is you basically go to one of the centers where the tables are. You get a bottle and you get the literature and you set up a table. And then you stand out here and you talk until you're hoarse. People contribute money. They do provide hot food. They do provide a couple of other services, shelter referrals, a couple other things. And we working here at the table, it also helps us get by a little. So being homeless, this really does, it does help. It helps me and it helps people down the line. Everybody gets a little something.
I just went and talked and come back. Nobody's at the table. We were here with Chuck, you know? So I don't know who she is. But I got my day. I want to get well, you know? I was going to wait for her. But fuck that. Being a professional street musician, you know, you don't got health insurance and you don't got, you know, I don't get paid. If I don't go to work, I don't get paid. You know what I mean? And when, like, a sore throat is the only thing that could ever possibly keep me out of action. You know what I mean? That's the only thing. Anything else, you know, except maybe a broken hand, you know. But even if I, like, broke a part of my arm and had a cast on, as long as it wasn't over my elbow, I would go down there and play. But with a sore throat, I can't sing, man.
He's just a fucking loser, I mean, you know? He's got that girl wrapped around her arms. She does everything. All he does is sit there and miserable and complain. You know, it's not easy, life in general. And having dead weight on you is that much harder. And she's trying her hardest.
Your spare change can help provide a hot meal to someone less fortunate than yourself this holiday season. Help us provide a hot meal for someone less fortunate than yourself this holiday season.
Where is now all your belongings? Where were they? In the car?
No, they were just... He was pulling the car and he was just pissed off in one of his pissy moods and just kind of threw it, like threw the cart, and I didn't go after it. I figured, you know, it would still be there in 5-10 minutes. We went back for it like 15-20 minutes later. It was totally gone. There's my car.
Oh, it didn't blow away.
No, but my other, we had another car. I had one and Mike had one, and we lost Mike's last night. But then they called the pizzeria, and thank God his guitar was still there. So the only clothes I have now are Mike's. Well, I have what I have on, which isn't very warm. Little nylons, very thin. And then I have my other cart, which has, it's all Mike's clothes in it. And I'm pissed because I just did a load of laundry like 3 or 4 days ago. Oh, you went and got them?
Yeah, I gotta take $3 to challenge.
Help us provide a hot meal for someone less fortunate than yourself.
How much did that cost? I can tell you right now.
How much did this cost?
$4.
$4 for 10.
Four.
How many are in here now?
9.
Yeah, you took one? Well, I'll take some more.
I turned in, but I wish you'd have had.
He just handed him, Chuck just handed it to me 2 minutes ago. I called you, Mike, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hear your fucking two-foot ass over the town track.
You heard me because you went like that. Well, maybe
I came all the way back up here.
Why didn't you get him? Why didn't you do it while you were down there?
Yeah, because I thought I'd be nice and come to end and get back here quicker.
That extra 5 minutes wouldn't have made a difference. I thought you were
Well, if I'd have known that you were going to be that fucking appreciative, I wouldn't have.
Well, thank
you. You're a real
you.
Fucking asshole, you know that?
I'm a fucking asshole. I was in there, I got my shit ready, and then I got your shit ready. You're going to bitch at me.
Where'd you put that bag?
You could have got it ready, then you wouldn't know what set to use.
Yeah, I see it.
You have every fucking set in there without a cap on. How am I supposed to know which is the good one?
They're all shot. You know we've been needing them for days, but you spent every fucking penny.
You know, it's sort of like trying to swim, and he's pulling her down. He just constantly is pulling her down under the water, and she's doing everything she can to keep not only herself afloat, but him.
Wait, how do you don't wait for something you don't know is coming?
having the life sucked out of you by him. She knows. She knows. But unfortunately, in this world, people have to learn the lessons on their own. And I can't do anything to help her, even though I'd love to.
What are you waiting on now? Go ahead.
Some more ink work. I'm going to get, you know, part of this hand. I just had this done the other day, and it made this look a little minute. So now I'm going to do some little stuff here. Do some little things around here just to, you know, make it a little more even. The other day, you know, got the knuckles. Love, hate. Love is written backwards from hate. You know, the way it is hate is more, it's always easily to be seen. People are easy to show their hate. You know, everyone wants to be angry for some reason. And love is kind of like one of those things that you just kind of got to look at a different way. You know, people, you have to kind of look around for it. It's not just there. So, you know, it's got to be looked at differently.
Your appearance can't, you know, sweatshirts, like I said, sweatshirts are good bum material, not a sweater, not a fresh jacket, you know, a brand new jacket, but sweatshirts, dirty pants, ankles, at the ankles, they should be dirty, like you've been walking around in them for a while. You know, you're fucking, you don't have to have dirt smeared on your face or anything like that. Don't wear brand new sneakers like this kid's got on. You know, if you have a blanket, keep that with you. It's always good to have a blanket with you, you know, even if it's a small one that you can just kind of drape over you. It just gives you that overall appearance. You know, it's signs work, but they're not needed.
I'm nice and high.
I can make, when I'm feeling good, I can make fucking almost 200 a day. 200 in like 5 hours. I've done it. I don't really, but my view is, I don't make, if somebody says no or they don't have it, I try not to make them feel bad about it. Like,
yeah.
Right away, I'll be like,
just let them go.
I'll be like, thank you anyway, no problem.
Don't ever ask a fucking guy, unless he's with his girlfriend. That works too. Because the girls are, you know, they like that with their boyfriends. If their boyfriend is nice enough to throw them some change, it's like, oh, you're so nice. You know, so it helps them out and it helps you out too.
Almost everyone's gone now because of the cold, you know, or they've been locked up, or like James or something, or they've just scammed and left. You know, it's me, Mark, Mike, and Cheyenne are still around.
What's some of the problems you're having with Mike at the moment?
He's just been in such a fucking bad mood. Like, he's so, like, just angry about everything. And taking everything out on me. Like, he's fine with everybody else. And then as soon as I'm there, it's like, he's just so nasty. I don't know, he just expects me to be doing everything. He don't want to hustle, make any money, he don't want to do nothing, but wants fucking everything handed to him on a fucking silver platter. I mean, he's like, he said something to me the other day or whatever, like, you know, he thinks that, like, you know, I do more or I get extra, like, I don't tell him about. Like, you know, I have an extra bag that he doesn't know about. And he was, like, mad about it. Like, doesn't understand. Like, seriously, cannot comprehend why it would be okay for me to do a little bit extra. Like, he thinks he really deserves, like, half of everything I make. Like, just now, he doesn't want to play. Okay, because he's got abscess tooth, he's got a sore throat, he doesn't have a pick, whatever his excuse is today. He doesn't want to play. Okay, so why don't you make a sign and go sit in panhandle? Well, it's fucking 20 degrees out. I don't want to fucking sit outside. And fuck, I feel like a jerk off begging people. I can't beg people. And besides, who's going to give me money? Look at me. You know, nobody's going to give me money. You know, there's not many people that would fucking have stuck around for all this. Because I love you, I put up with it. But it's getting to the point where, like, it's not a matter of me loving him anymore. It's like, I can't take it. I want someone to take care of me, you know?
Fucking set up. Yeah, I lost a couple fucking pounds here, man. I haven't been living too good out here. Streets ain't fucking treating me too good. I'm drying my eye, though. You know, I'm handling it. I'm a fucking man. I've been fucking programming since I was a little fucking kid. I know all the fucking therapeutic answers and all the fucking things I have to do, but I really don't know, man. It would have to be something to make me fucking like myself. I have nothing to offer nobody right now, not even my damn self. But I need something in life to fucking look forward to go to work for. Because I don't feel that myself. Ah, fuck it, man. I go do the work thing, but it's like I'm just working to survive, and then it's like, fuck, man, this same old grind bullshit.
I got a brother that sells dope and I can't even get a free bag. That's fucking pretty sad. Leaves me outside in the cold every night. That's where I'm at. He's a dick. Dick! So when he sees it, he can see that I called him a dick. And you're doing 5 years in prison, dick. Serious, man. It's fucked up.
Who's he talking
about? Fucking last night, they're leaving me. I'm left in a bathroom in the hotel room for an hour and a half when he's re up. I can't sit in the room, I'm in the bathroom. Nice, right? Because of his cunt-ass girlfriend.
Dude, don't laugh. He's not joking.
Oh.
When? What'd he say? For what?
For me, this play.
Put me in this play.
Yeah, right.
Come on. He's like, yesterday.
I made, also after you guys left last night, I made another 30. Sitting there freezing at 11, and I got hit down with a 20 from some lady. And then did that up, and then I got the other 40. Yeah, I couldn't find you guys anywhere. Would you guys go to sleep early? Where's my matches, Gabe?
1 o'clock.
You guys went to bed at 1 o'clock? I came here, you guys weren't here. Way before 1 o'clock?
We were at home.
Gabe, you got those matches?
We were at Burger King.
Oh, that's right, I did. I went back out. Oh, I was on Broadway.
She was on Broadway and Waverly, and I was at the Burger King.
I was on Broadway.
One thing I can say for myself is, when I was with my wife and kids, if I only had $200 a week to spend, that's what I spent. Everybody out here that knows me or knows that, you know, I never let my kids go without. And, I do love them more than I love Harold. You know what I mean? I would not go get a bag of dope and not get my kids or diapers or formula or clothes. I've never been like that. And if I told my wife I was clean, she would probably believe me, but if she knew that I was getting high, she doesn't like to see the kids. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her for not wanting them to be around. I wouldn't want to jeopardize my kids because of the life that I'm living.
Oh, fuck this park. Everybody in this park, they're fucking full of shit. Every last one of them motherfuckers, they're real fucking. I don't consider myself a bum. I consider myself a man down on his fucking luck. But I will go as far as saying them motherfuckers in that park, they're bums. They're the type of guys that like to piss down your back. They're pissed down your back telling you it's fucking raining out. Fuck that. I can't fucking lie to a lie. You can't fucking con a fucking con artist, man. Motherfucking, and like, but myself, I'm still like, I wanna believe people. I wanna give them a chance, you know. But they'll get that one chance. But once I see you, fuck it, man, I don't need that. I don't need that fucking. Especially this guy Danny, he's really full of shit, man. Oh yeah, I'm getting all this fucking money. Da da da. I'm gonna help you out, kid. I'm gonna help you out. He tells me he's gonna give me a measly fucking $10. I come a day late, the first day, oh, you're dead, kid, I waited for you. The first thing he fucking says to me, shit like that, I don't fucking need it. I'd fucking look out for that guy whenever I got fucking money. He's a fucking piece of shit.
You know, the people that were all closest ended up being real scumbags, you know, some of them, and haven't been seen for weeks at a time because, you know, they wanted to, you know, rip you off for a measly $10, and that was worth it to them to not be able to chill again. Just kind of lame.
Got arrested for selling dope to an undercover cop who had a mohawk and eyebrow ring, tattoos all over both of his arms. And I remember, even before they arrested me, my friend said, yo, you just sold to an undercover cop. I said, how do you know? He said, look over there. Look over there. This Chinese guy talking into his hand. I'm like, oh, my God. So I remembered him from a week earlier. My friend Jay had gotten busted, and I saw the same dude. So I'm like, fuck. I'm in, this isn't Tompkins Square Park. I start leaving the park. I'm trying to get out. I see two guys with newspapers walking towards me, and I notice they're looking at me funny. So I turn around. I start running my ass off. Fucking, they catch up to me. They grab the hood of my jacket. I throw my jacket off. Next thing you know, I get tackled to the ground. There's like 10 guys came from nowhere, guns out. Don't fucking move, we'll blow your fucking head off. And I'm just sitting on the ground shaking, like, I just started saying fuck. I just kept saying fuck over and over again.
I figure the only way I'm really gonna kick it is I'm gonna have to completely get away from where it is, which means like leaving the area. I've been talking about that anyways, because if I can't find a place to live around here, I'm going to have to go somewhere to live. So, you know, I guess if I'm in an area where it's not available, I really have no choice but to just deal and get it over with. And that would overall be pretty good, you know. I don't want to be on this shit forever.
You can feel it actually, like the streets. And actually, like, I feel it for myself. I don't know about other people, but I actually feel it wearing my fucking soul thin, man. The things that I do out here and just what I fucking subject myself to, man. I feel it, man. I really feel it. It's really starting to fucking bother me, man. I'm ready to run. I'm thinking, I'll fucking go down south and go California, but I know I bring myself wherever the fuck I go, man. Nothing will change.
I got a lot of felonies, all felonies. I got in fights, I got shot, I've been stabbed twice. You know, that's just, you know, it's the nature of the game, you know? I don't know, if you don't want to get fucked up, then don't start using this. don't try it. You know, that's my only advice, you know?
I'm gonna go from detox to rehab, which I think is bullshit, but I have to do it anyway because they have to verify that I did this. My parents. Right now I'm a prisoner. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything because of my addiction, my physical need for heroin. I can't go anywhere for more than a few hours without having to have a bag of dope in my body. And while I like dope, I can't. It's frustrating, you know? There's so many things I like to do, I've done, and I want to continue doing, enjoying my life, whether it be going out with friends to a movie or getting a job or whatever. I can't do any of that now. This place has like 30 beds, but I've never seen more than 5 people here. People go to these things, they bitch and moan, they're not getting enough meth. I've never seen anybody so sick that they can't function. You know, people just get up and leave because they just have had it with these places, or they want to go get high. Six, okay, thank you. I'm in the lobby. Okay. What's going to happen probably is I want to go to Beth Israel Rehab for a variety of reasons. One, it's highly recommended, yawn, yawn. I don't believe in AA. They all shove AA down your throat. But the big part is that it's 28 days, and I really just want to do 28 days to fulfill this obligation I have to my parents. It's like a waiting station. You just sit there, watch TV. They keep an eye on you to make sure you don't do anything dumb. And that's where I always screw up. But I'm going to stick to it this time. I don't have a choice. And I've had enough of this, so that's it. Bye.
I make my living doing what I love. I make my living playing guitar, singing songs in the subway. I make enough to support myself. success is being able to make a living doing what you love, and that's what I do. As you know, I consider myself a success right now.
Daughter's Christmas present is sitting on top of an awning on 13th Street right now. I don't know what the hell to do with it. I don't know if I send it to her, if they're even going to give it to her, or what. I mean, I guess I should at least try. But I don't know. I wanted to call her so bad on Christmas. They probably would not have let me talk to her. I should have tried anyway. I mean, the worst that could have happened is they would have said no. But I was like, I wanted to talk to her so bad. But I was like, I didn't even know what to say to her, you know? Like, I mean, you know, Merry Christmas, of course. But I could just, you know, Mommy, where are you? Why haven't I seen you? Like, what the hell would I say to her? Fucking strung out living on the streets, you know? I don't think that would have gone over well. I have no idea what to say to her. She probably fucking hates me.
Day at a time, you know, I keep on telling myself I gotta get in a detox, I gotta get into a program, but if I don't, it's gonna be too late. I'm either gonna be dead, or I'm gonna be in prison. It's gonna be one or the other. You don't win. You don't win on the path that I'm going. You keep on doing people wrong, eventually wrong gets done to you.